Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, October 18th, 2006, and from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Strong Mac sales help boost Apple's profits. Apple stores added 1,000 new Mac customers. And I'll tell you about an ongoing battle that's taking place in Australia. Apple's much-talked-about financial results were unveiled today, and the Cupertino company posted a 27% rise in quarterly profit thanks to strong Mac sales and higher shipments of the iPod. Net income for its fourth fiscal quarter rose to $546 million, or 62 cents per share, from $430 million, or 50 cents per share, a year ago. Revenue climbed 32% to $4.84 billion. Apple said in July it expected earnings per share of 46 cents and 48 cents, including an estimated 3 cents per share for expensing stock options on revenue of $4.5 billion to $4.6 billion. For the current fiscal quarter of fiscal 2007, Apple expects earnings per share of 70 cents to 73 cents and a revenue in a range of $6 to $6.2 billion. During the fourth quarter, Apple sold 8.73 million iPods, which is up 35% from a year ago, and 1.61 million Macs, which is a 30% increase from the year earlier period. Shares of Apple rose to $79.20 in composite trade after the company reported results. In regular trade, the stock climbed 24 cents to close at $74.53. Apple retail stores are doing well also, as Apple CFO Peter Oppenheimer revealed that fiscal year 2006 revenue from its chain of retail stores increased more than $1 billion over 2005. Apple's 165 stores brought in $963 million in revenue for the quarter that ended September 30, 2006. That's up 41% from the same period last year. The Apple stores had a lot to do with the rise in Mac sales, as they sold 323,000 Macs during the quarter, a record number that was up 63% over fiscal fourth quarter 2005. In addition, Mr. Oppenheimer said over 50% of the customers buying Macs in the stores were new to the Mac. Applying that rate to the quarter's results, they estimated that the average store added about 1,000 new Mac customers during the quarter. Earlier this year, Apple began testing sales of Macs in 7 Best Buy stores and said that it would consider expanding the program if it was successful. Well, it must have been successful, as Apple is going to expand its Best Buy relationship to more stores around the U.S. The new stores will stock both desktop and portables, as well as Mac software and accessories. The Macs are being sold by Best Buy employees who have been trained by Apple. Best Buy was able to sell Macs for profit and provide the level of customer service that Apple customers are used to in the Apple's own retail stores. And to continue with the good Apple vibe, CNN Money's annual list of 100 companies that are enjoying soaring sales, profits, and share prices placed Apple in the third spot, stating Apple returned a whopping 123% to investors last year. The $199 iPod Nano and the $499 Mac Mini helped add $6.4 billion to sales without putting a dent into profit margins. Rounding out the top five, ValueClick showed up at number 5. SanDisk was placed at the 4th spot. Apple, well, of course, number 3. Then Red Hat at number 2, and Celgene came in at the number 1 spot. In addition, among the many booming California businesses, Apple is one of the fastest growing and was placed in the 4th spot out of 41. The number 1 spot was taken by Digital Insight, Adobe showed up at number 18, and eBay came in at number 20. Coming up, find out what 70 top executives have in common when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. It's amazing how we sometimes take advantage of small but important privileges, like copying music to iPods. It's a privilege that most of us have, but not all of us, as Australia is still trying to make copying music onto an iPod legal. It appears to be moving very slow. 4 months of work to try and make copying music legal has resulted in a 29-page draft bill that still doesn't fix the issue. The flaw in the legislation is a section that prohibits making multiple copies of your music. Most portable media player users rip their music from CDs onto their computer, creating a digital copy, and then syncing this to their portable media player, creating an additional copy. This is making Kim Weatherall, who is the executive director of the Intellectual Property Research Institute, quite upset. As she says, it appears the people in the copyright law branch who drafted this legislation do not have iPods. I guess we should have given them MP3 players so they could get used to the technology they were drafting for. But the government isn't giving up just yet, as their intention is to enable people to copy CDs they own onto their iPod. And according to Attorney General Philip Ruddock, they will be making amendments to ensure the legislation passed is effective and achieves the government's objectives. Telestream has announced the availability of its Flip for Mac import and export components for Grass Valley Profile and K2 Media servers. These components provide file compatibility and enable fast, efficient file transfer between Apple Final Cut Pro editing systems and Grass Valley servers. With the new Flip for Mac components, editors can browse, import, edit, and export content to and from devices not natively supported by Final Cut Pro. Transfers can occur faster than real time. They also provide additional functionality like the ability to view keyframes and metadata support, enabling a faster, more efficient all-digital workflow. Get more information at flipformac.com. And lastly today, what are the top toys of the year? Forbes.com looked at the favorite toys and tools of some of the world's leading technology executives. 70 top executives weighed in about their favorite gadget and why they love it. And of course, the first gadget on the list is Apple's iPod. Forbes writes, in its various incarnations from shuffle to nano, the iPod consistently proves itself one of the most beloved executive toys. Chief Information Officer of Snap-on Incorporated, Alan Bylin, said, "I love my iPod because I travel constantly and I do a lot of overseas travel on flights ranging from 8 hours to 15 hours. I can put the headphones on, listen to the music I want to listen to, and get my work done." Research in Motion's BlackBerry is also proving to be a popular toy. It allows you to keep in touch on the go. Other honorable mentions go to Palm's Trio smartphone, TiVo, and Sony's PlayStation Portable. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.